This is John Lothian, and this is an interview I did with TSX's Tim Babcock about their Venture Forward initiative. Here's the interview.
So TMX just came out with a report about their Venture Forward action plan. What can you tell me about the report and about the plans?
Sure. Thanks, John. And thank you for the opportunity to speak with you today. I'll maybe start with a little bit of background. Canada has this very unique two-tier capital formation ecosystem. We have the Toronto Stock Exchange, of course, which lists well-seasoned and established issuers, much like NYSE or NASDAQ or London and what have you. But we also have a very unique exchange for junior companies, TSX Venture Exchange. And that is a fully regulated market, but its rules allow companies to list at a very early stage. And so we have this very long track record of providing access to capital for these early stage growth companies, and of course, providing investors with access to these really unique investment opportunities at very early stages. So as companies develop on the TSX Venture Exchange and hopefully meet their milestones and grow, they then graduate up to the Toronto Stock Exchange. And we've had great success with that model over decades. And even just looking at the last decade or so, we've had close to 300 companies graduate from TSX Venture to Toronto Stock Exchange. And so just with that unique structure and that history as a bit of background, in the last, say, half decade or so, we have seen a lot of change in our markets. We've seen a lot of change in capital markets generally, whether that be macro factors or changes in technology or investor demographics. A lot of things have changed and have impacted our exchange, our market, our business. And so about a little over a year ago, we were grappling with some of this change and thinking out to the future. So what does the future of our market look like in, 3, 5, 10 years? And so we decided we better talk to the people that know best, being our stakeholders. So about a year ago, we engaged in this very deep conversation with our venture community, the stakeholders in our market, being the issuers listed on our exchange, those who invest in those issuers, the lawyers and accountants and so on that support this entire ecosystem. And so we engaged with them through a series of online surveys. We digested a lot of data and feedback that we got through that process. And then the early part of this year, we conducted well over 100 one-on-one interviews and small group conversations to really probe on some of the themes that we heard through that survey process and really look for ways that we can identify the challenges that currently exist in the market and, importantly, the opportunities for the future. And so what we heard through that entire process was, first of all, the market isn't broken, which is obviously a very good thing to hear. However, there are certainly areas where we can improve, where we can do more for our issuers and the market in general. And some of the themes that we heard were around speed. So how do we accelerate the go public process? How do we, improve the speed of our review and looking at transactions for issuers? Another theme was transparency. So investors have confidence in a market that is understood. So how do we ensure that we have clarity and transparency in what we do? And third, and this is a very important point for our issuers, they're looking to us to increase their visibility. So how do we build profile with the investor base for all of our issuers? How do we get in front of those investors? And lastly, how do we use our experience and expertise to bring more companies and more investors to this ecosystem? How do we expand and grow what we already have? So all of that process has led us up to the report that we issued on June 14th, which outlines 10 commitments, things that we are going to do in the future to continue the success of this very vibrant and important market to Canada.
So what are the action steps that you're taking from this plan?
So we've got 4 key commitments in the plan that we've laid out. The first one is creating an accelerated listing process, what we have dubbed the passport listing process. So again, this speaks to the speed that our issuers are asking from us. And what we're going to do is identify our most advanced listing applicants. So those that are ready for becoming public above their peers. And we're going to commit to a much quicker process to move them through our review and our due diligence and get them to a public status and get them to access capital quicker. The second item is around our digital transformation. So we have been investing in technology over the course of the last few years, and we continue to do so. And we've made a commitment to ensure that that investment continues for the next number of years. And really what this is all about is building more efficiency into what we do and improving the client experience. So making sure that our clients understand what we're doing, we're communicating with them in a timely manner, and building on technology to improve that efficiency. The third item is creating what we have called TSX Venture Sandbox. And this is really a platform to invite and encourage innovation in our market. So how can we, you know, have further conversations with our stakeholders about perhaps unique listing structures or unique business models and be flexible around what we can do for participants in the market? And the last item is a little bit different, in that our commitment is really to evaluate, to further investigate the need and desire for perhaps a new and highly differentiated exchange model. So this would be something very different from what we offer today through either TSX Venture or the Toronto Stock Exchange. But we've certainly seen a change over the last number of years in investor demographics and how providers of capital interact with the users of that capital. And we want to investigate further whether there is another model, another platform that we might develop that provides a benefit to that group.
Were there any particular products that were of special interest for the accelerated listing program?
Not necessarily. I think we're agnostic when it comes to industry and so on with our accelerated listing process. Where I think we have seen some challenges over the years is in the U.S. We have a strong U.S. contingent listed on our market already. We have people stationed throughout the U.S. that are engaged in the capital markets community in those regions and building awareness of the market we have. But often when we start that dialogue, there may be a bit of a disconnect in terms of how quickly we can move and the window of opportunity to fund these companies and have them listed. So I think when we look at the applicants that we see from the US, they tend to be a little bit more advanced, they tend to be a little bit more sophisticated. And those are the types of issuers that we feel we can move a little bit quicker on.
And then in terms of your digital transformation, can you give me some examples in terms of ways that is taking form?
Sure. Again, a lot of this is around efficiency, where in the past, issuers would send us a bundle of paper documents and that would shuffle along on a couple of desks and then we'd look at it and get back to them in multiple weeks and the process would continue in that manner. We now have this platform that we've called TMX Links, and that allows for the digital submission of all that documentation. So we get it in digital format. We get it immediately. It gets directed to the right people immediately so that that review process can commence very quickly. And we can dialogue with our issuers and their advisors through that process. We can dialogue in real time. It just builds speed and efficiency into the entire process.
And then when you say that you're evaluating new exchange models, is this kind of directed at what's going on in the digital asset space with some of the different models that are being developed there and how they may impact the traditional model?
At this point in time, we don't have any specific target for that idea. I think, you know, you've certainly touched on one of them. We can look at what happens in the private markets, whether there's an opportunity for a liquidity platform in a private space. There's a lot of things kind of floating around. That's why that particular item is more around us committing to investigation, us committing to evaluation of where those opportunities might be. We do feel like there are capital markets participants that are not necessarily in our market right now, whether that be active in a private space or active in a crypto space or whatever the case may be. But we want to have those conversations with those groups, understand what their needs and desires are, and whether there is a potential for us to play a role.
So what's been the response from the community to your guys' announcement last week?
So far, it's been very positive. I think the concept of this new and differentiated exchange has certainly garnered a fair bit of attention, and it's a little bit more novel and interesting than maybe some of the others. But we had a very productive meeting with our advisory committee across the country yesterday, and there's a lot of really strong feedback around what we're trying to do to be innovative, be flexible, be growth-oriented in terms of building out this marketplace for the future. Our stakeholders are very much aware that things move quickly, and things move quickly in capital markets. And so the more we can do to be thinking proactively around what those opportunities might be for the future, the better it is for them.
Is this going to make Canada's markets that much different than the rest of the world, or is this bringing Canada in line with the rest of the world? Where does it fit?
Yeah, interesting question. I think we feel that we are ahead of the rest of the world in a sense. As I said off the top, the venture market that we have in Canada is globally unique. There is no other regulated stock exchange for very junior companies that operates in the rest of the globe. And we feel that we have an opportunity to spread that notion even further. I mentioned earlier that we have people in the US, we have people in Dallas and Chicago and LA that are engaged in the capital markets communities and in those environments. We also have people in Israel, in Australia, in London, all sharing the insight as to what we have in Canada and what we have learned over the years. And we feel that there's an opportunity to bring more companies and more investment dollars to our market from outside of the Canadian border.
Is there anything I missed?
I think we covered all the key topics. I really appreciate that, John. We are very much committed to this market and to growing this market and making it the best it can be for many, many years to come. So I appreciate the opportunity to share that story with you today.